Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm in Blake's love hole again.
You're a lucky man.
Yep, and Blake's here too.
Bet I get a lot of repeat customers. A lot of repeat customers.
Yeah. Well, speaking of repeat customers, we got an old friend visiting
us. Oh, look at
that. We're going way back to episode 3.
Wow. Was it 3?
Grab you by your chestnuts.
We were just young boys there.
It was only our second night of recording.
We did back-to-back nights.
We did back-to-back nights.
I forgot about that.
We did our first two episodes in our first night, and we did our third episode the next night with our good buddy Andrew, who, since you've been here, so much has changed.
That's all right.
I can't even begin to tell you. We've made it past 30 episodes with our livers intact.
Nice. I have a vagina.
We have a sponsor from Distilled
Brewery. I saw the sponsor. I was pretty stoked about that, yeah.
We've had tons of bands on. And we talked about your band when you were on last time.
Yeah.
We've been waiting to have you back until a certain occasion arose. And that certain occasion
was... And it has arisen.
Yes.
It is, much like your penis, probably.
That's right.
We have the brand new album from Drugs Delaney, fresh off the presses, Black Knight Satellite. They just played some album release shows this month.
Yeah.
And you guys will be lucky enough to hear a couple tracks later in the show, because, of course, we're having them be our band of the week.
Duh.
Because why wouldn't we? So
have them on and then make it someone else.
I know you got a new album, but we're not going to play it.
Damn.
So
yeah,
fuck
that album.
But guess what?
It sucks dick anyway.
This time, Andrew brought company. And no, it's not Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
No. It's his drummer. The drummer of Drugs Delaney.
Mr. Nick McNeely.
Mr. Nick.
Hello.
Nickname to be determined.
TBA.
Yeah. TBD.
TBA.
To be announced.
To be announced. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Tuberculosis. All right.
What?
So,
oh, no.
Again, another thing that has changed since you've been here, we now have a new segment that we like to call Spin the Bottle.
Nice.
Or Blake Chugs a Beer.
Or
Dustin Chugs a Beer.
The reason why we say that is because nobody else has ever had the
show. And how many episodes now have we had this? It's like 7 or 8?
Yeah.
At
we're
least?
Getting close to the double.
It might be 10.
We're almost to the double digits, I think.
We've gone a long time. Like, we even had an episode with 5 people. And, okay, you know, odds are against us chugging.
Right.
And it still just lands
still,
on us.
Still us.
Also, I want to...
the cycle.
Yeah. I want to let the listeners at home know the drinking game still in effect as always. So anytime there is a swear word uttered,
poopy,
anytime there is a pop culture reference or impression, anytime there is an audible expulsion of gas, be it burp, fart, sneeze.
Quef. A quef on you.
Out of your new vagina.
Yeah, all of those. And
yeah, my new vagina, that's right.
Anytime the word of the day is said, you take a drink.
That's
and the
queef.
Word of the word of the day this episode is drugs.
Ah,
yeah.
So
I thought that might be
we're
clever.
We're gonna go with
very clever.
I had to really stretch for that.
Yeah, one. Right.
Everyone's gonna have a good night.
All right, well, I think it's time for us to play a little Spin the Bottle.
Beer, Max is fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer, don't from dial, no, pound that beer, pound that beer, don't from dial, no, pound that beer.
God damn it, god damn it.
It wasn't me.
That's
all I care about.
Yet again, one of us is drinking, Blake. And for the second week in a row, it's me.
I can't.
I was actually
this.
Hoping to win because I was like, damn,
what about
like, that spotted cow looks amazing.
Right. It
man,
does.
I'd really like to share it.
You can't.
Actually,
sorry,
last time we had that, we just played Wisconsin a couple weeks ago, and we hit a tornado like crazy storm right as we were coming into Wisconsin, where we pulled off into this gas station, and all these northern Wisconsiner people are yelling at us in their awesome accents to get inside.
You're going the wrong way.
And so, yeah, so we went in there. I bought some Spotted Cow, and then we got back in the van and just decided to sit in the van for 25 minutes and drink beer and watch the whole storm go past, and it was pretty wild.
Blake's getting his phone perfect. Out.
Here we go.
I'm going to be recording. I'm doing this chug in honor of Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Your glass matches your shirt and your socks match,
and
too.
My socks.
No one can see that.
He came here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Oh my god, there you go.
Hot rod.
Looks like he's all out of bubble gum.
Yep, and I'm about ready to be all out of breath after this. It's probably too cold. All right, well, here we go.
Dustin has
he's got good form.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, he's got good form.
Back in the day, this would have taken.
I'm not seeing no drizzle going down the chin.
About
or
2 minutes.
Like,
yeah, he's still
in. Wow.
Good
work.
Very nice. Yeah.
Good work. I'm impressed. I'm not gonna lie. That, you don't understand. The first time Dustin chugged a beer, in this local pack. Facebook group we're in, he took approximately
23 seconds.
Was it 23 seconds?
23 seconds.
I was gonna say like 30. Right?
I was like, that will be the longest chug on this beer forum. It wasn't, surprisingly enough.
Nope, it wasn't. We even had a stop motion chug.
All right, well,
let's
get you
beer.
Guys some beer.
Yeah. Yes. Let's do that.
Yes.
All right. We're going to start with a beer that you guys brought.
The hell is it called?
What's it
I can't say that.
Is it
linalool? I see what it's...
Linalool?
Lanolin.
Like sheep's wool.
Yeah, sheep's wool.
We've
our go-to
used
joke.
That joke. That is our number one joke.
That and Borat. So,
this
is from La Crosse, Wisconsin, and it's just the La Crosse Brewery, Pearl Street Brewery in La Crosse.
Another one? Ugh, don't force me to drink.
And there's a little bit of text here. It says, linalool is one of the prized aromatic compounds that give hops their gorgeous essence. We discovered a wild Wisconsin hop that contains about 2.5 times more linalool than any commercial variety and brewed this beer with them. Enjoy the unique aroma of this IPA with notes of lilac, pear, and bruised apple. Not fresh apple.
bruised apple. No shit.
Along with a pleasant bitterness. Unlike other hoppy beers, the aromatics will develop over time, becoming more pungent and changing form. You'll be wild about it.
What a description.
Yeah.
There we go.
You just burped.
Yeah.
We don't have to do the... Oh, yeah. You don't play along with the drinking game. That's just for the listeners. Yes.
Wink.
So, really, I'm just thirsty.
You guys... We're in this, you brought this back because the company told you to bring it back for us to drink on the show, correct?
Yeah, we actually played the brewery, and they brought
that's
a
awesome.
Keg. Yeah, they brought a keg back for us in the green room. And
Jesus, before the show?
Oh, yeah.
That's bold.
Yeah. They treated us.
And the jug's delayed. We're going to play some songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's think you like them.
Yeah. They hooked us up. They treated us real well. And then so afterwards, you know... after the show, I got pretty good and hammered because it's obviously free beer.
Mm-hmm.
But I got talking to the owner, and I'm like, hey, my buddy does this great podcast about craft beers and stuff. I think he would like it. And he was feeling pretty good himself, and he just reaching in one of his coolers and handed it out. He's like, here, take this to them and just tell them to tag me in it. I was like, okay.
You got it, sir.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you know what? This is really, really good.
It does have that that bitter... finish on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's after chugging the Moon Man, it's or Spotted Cow, not Moon Man. That's
it's got some bitterness,
beer.
But it's got a little malty like sweetness to it.
Yeah,
but you still get the hops, but it's really smooth. It's not super hoppy or super
it's
malty. Bright. I think it's pretty well balanced.
I think it's pretty bright still.
Yeah,
you know, like the bitterness at the end.
Oh yeah,
like,
you still get
enough brightness hanging out. You know, that it stays balanced.
Yeah, the finish is because it tastes a little malty, but the finish is like more of the bitter, which I like. Because once they get malty, it's kind of like once they're going.
But the more
that's why you want to drink IPAs.
Still
fresh.
Yeah, and this is still fresh. And this is it's less than 2 months old. It's about like a little over a month.
Oh,
so I mean that's pretty. Darn
and there
fresh.
Are rules on this six pack, which I just noticed.
Uh-oh.
Returns only accepted at the brewery during regular business hours.
Who would return beer?
Offer good with purchase of growler only. Return six-pack carriers must be in good shape and not mangled. Limit one refill per person per week. See bottom for more information.
Refill?
I don't know.
Is this like a free refill? Because I want to go to this brewery.
But there's, yeah, I don't know. There you go.
This is cool, though. I mean, I've never even heard of these guys, and this is good stuff, man.
Dude, they, yeah, he was a, everybody there was really cool, but you could just tell they loved what they were doing, you know, like, mm-hmm. And I think it kind of speaks when you drink this a little bit, but dude, the more you drink it, though, the more the bitterness has gone away a little bit, and you're tasting other notes now and other things.
Well, I think that actually said that in the description, too, that it's, shit. Yeah, I don't know. It becomes more pungent and begins changing form.
It's amazing how many beer, like, breweries there are nowadays. I mean, because...
Oh, and it's brewed with Northern Discovery hops.
Well, that
there
makes...
you go.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
And there's a wolf
says on the
howling linalool at the moon.
That's the sound a wolf makes when I howl. See?
Yeah.
You get it. Yeah. That was really...
Yeah.
A lot better than I expected. So.
Yeah.
It's good work.
Well, thank you, Pearl Street.
Yeah, thanks, Pearl Street. We'll have to get some
stuff with this.
If you got a good barrel-aged stout, send it my way.
Oh, I'm sure they got
Blake like it a stout.
I'm sure they got
or just a regular stout, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check their website out. La Crosse, Wisconsin. Make sure you stop by.
Where is La Crosse? Like, I don't really, like, have a reference.
La Crosse?
I mean, just to the nearest... I mean, I know it's a bigger city, but...
Near Eau Claire, right?
Okay, so it's up, like, northwest, kind of.
Yeah, because we were right next to Minnesota.
Okay, so it's, like, right on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember them saying it was, like, 3 miles. They're like, oh, you just go over the river right here, and you're in Minnesota.
Nice.
So, like, yeah, it's, like, 3-minute drive.
There's a decent brewery in Minnesota. It's called, like, Surly or something.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
They make some decent stuff.
America.
America.
Which I drank on the 4th.
Yeah, because you know how Budweiser named their beer America for the summer?
Yeah.
Well, they made a beer, and it was just called America. Like the M-U-R, like the Hickory.
Oh, nice.
They, like, kind of mocking them. They just made, like, a lager, like, just kind of, just, you know, like, an easy drinking beer and called it America.
Yeah, it there wasn't a whole lot to it.
It was just
a Pilsner.
That's almost good, though, if a craft brewery makes something like that, because, don't, you know, maybe drink the crazy stuff, they'll drink that kind of stuff.
So. But we picked up a 4-pack of it when we were up in Tinley Park.
If nothing else,
like, we
got to
save. Yeah, we got to save.
Well, who did you see at Tinley?
That was the Florence and the Machine concert that Freckles and I went to.
You suck.
And we have a month packed full of concerts. Every weekend I'm seeing a different show. Last week it was the Huntingtons, who, if you listen to the show, you just heard me drink with them in their hotel room last week. This weekend we're seeing...
Wait, time out.
Yes.
You drank with them in the hotel room.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We recorded it at their room.
Huntington's.
Yeah, they're buddies of mine, and they hadn't been in Illinois for like a decade and a half.
I saw them at Cornerstone Festival.
Yep. Well, they were playing Audio Feed, which is like the new Cornerstone, I guess, in Champaign. I'd never been to it before, but yeah, you know, after a Christian music festival, we go back and drink a bunch of beers.
I was going to say, do they sell
alcohol? I didn't realize they were
still a Christian band. Or?
They never really were a Christian band. They were just on Tooth and Nail.
I used to love Tooth and Nail bands.
Oh, yeah. Well,
is Taking Back Sunday a Tooth and Nail band?
No, they were on Victory. Starflyer 59.
That's what it is.
They were our band of the week 2 episodes ago, and we had Jason do an interview.
Really?
And I interviewed him for about 20 minutes. So yeah, we've had Starflyer,
cool.
Huntington's, and now Drugs Delaney.
Ah, wow.
So we've had a very heavy music month.
I thought the shoes felt a little big, but wow, man.
Our buddies, The Kickback, who we did a show with, Brianna and I are seeing them tomorrow night. They're in Champaign again, so we're going to go hang out with them. Probably pop in at Distill for a drink or two before the concert. Johnny seemed on board with that idea.
Nice you can finally go to a concert on a Saturday night. I feel like all your concerts you go to are Sunday nights.
Well, we've got some Sunday ones coming up.
What's the music schedule?
We've got Kickback tomorrow night. Then the next Saturday night, it is Cheap Trick, Joan Jett, and Heart.
I don't know any of those bands.
Yeah, I've
never heard of them.
Yeah, they're not in the Hall of Fame or anything.
They're underground. No.
Then the next weekend, it is the Goo Goo Dolls and Collective Soul.
Shut your dick.
Then we have... in the middle of the week, City in Color and Frightened Rabbit here in Peoria at the Limelight. Then we also have the Showdown on the Riverfront, which is Sponge, Lit, Everclear,
and
Sugar
that?
Ray.
Are there still tickets?
That's a Thursday night. Yeah, there's still tickets for that.
When is it, though? Do you know?
Oh, next Friday.
It's like the 28th, I think.
Yeah, I won't be able to.
And then on the 30th, we go back to St. Louis to see Journey and the Doobie Brothers.
Wow. Journey and the Doobie Brothers? That's
I didn't see that.
They're both from San Francisco.
Okay, I was wondering how that. Are you going
to
listen to the
cheer
music?
I you on that, but I don't have any beer left.
Crack this. Yeah, crack our next beer open.
I was waiting for you to get it down.
Yeah, we just got added to a show.
Less jaw work, more Paul work.
Next Friday night.
Is it Friday night? Next Friday night,
The show will be coming. The show's already out by the time the show happened. So you should have been there like 2 days ago at the Limelight.
fool!
They opened for the Temperance Movement, correct?
Yeah,
I saw you guys got added on to that.
Which has something to do with alcohol, too, their name, if you looked it up.
Yeah, Temperance. Yeah.
It's about the banning of alcohol by women, or no?
No, just in general.
Is it just in general?
I thought that was prohibition. So.
Well, that is prohibition.
Yeah, no,
but I think temperance was the people that like were for prohibition.
No, that's the lady's name on Bones.
Prohibition?
Yeah, no, temperance. Yeah, her name's Prohibition.
I could be wrong, but I thought the temperance movement was just the people that wanted prohibition. But who knows? I could be, maybe it is women. I don't know.
Representation without.
I haven't had history class in a while, guys.
Concentration.
I got one of these here smartphones.
All right, so our next beer was also supplied by the Drugs Boys. We've got Scarlet Fire, which is a roasty red ale. This is from Tighthead, which they're an Illinois brewery. Is it Mundelein? Is that how that's pronounced?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've honestly never heard anybody say it. I've only read it my entire life. Yeah. So,
and we really need to go here.
We've drank
because I know the head brewer.
Do you?
Yes, he's like a good family friend, and he, like, I have his
number. That brewed this beer.
Yeah, I have his number, and he's like, if you want to come up, like,
yeah, why haven't we done it yet?
That's what I'm saying, we need to go.
Okay, well, like, set that up then.
I will.
Okay.
His name's Billy Oaks, he's an awesome dude.
Wow.
Well, this is a...
He's a big Grateful Dead fan, too.
Oh, okay.
Scarlet Fire.
Yeah, an Irish-style red ale named for an improvisational transition of Grateful Dead songs... Scarlet Begonias into Fire on the Mountain. Scarlet/Fire is brewed with roasted barley and caramel malt.
I love this beer.
Creating a balance of sweetness and subtle toasty notes.
It's just like a good like red...
American ale yeast ferments this beer to a clean finish with traditional East Kent Golding hops, paying tribute to its heritage as an Irish-style red ale.
Sometimes reds aren't like real like great to me. I mean, they're like they're not bad, but they don't have like a ton of flavor.
They can be real shitty
like,
though too.
Yeah, this just has like a ton of flavor. I could drink this. I mean, I could sit because like some beers, like Dustin's a hophead, and I can drink a lot of IPAs. I'm like, don't get me wrong, but like sometimes they just start getting to you. I feel like I could just sit and drink 10 of these, and you know they wouldn't be bad. Like it's awesome, and it's not like anything in there is necessarily going to get to you.
Yeah, I would say for red, man, this is one of the best I've ever had.
Yeah, reds are, it's well known. Reds are hit and miss for me, so.
Women or beer?
Yeah.
What? It smells good. I'll give it that.
He's like, my girlfriend's here, shut the fuck up.
Usually reds, I can smell that dirt right away, and I'll kind of know if I'm going to like it or not. I'm not picking any of that up on
this.
We
talk about beer or women. Thank you. Here all night, folks.
I don't even know what to say, Andrew.
I love that.
I try.
So, were there any stories from your recent shows that would pique our interest?
Did you see two bikers banging in the woods or anything like that?
Oh, that's commonplace, but.
That's commonplace.
You know, I don't think so. They were pretty tame. I'm sure that crazy parts that did happen, I was way too drunk to remember.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What do you think? We had his dad come and play on the dark side with us at the album release show.
John Cafferty and Beaver Brown Band?
Yes.
Nice.
His dad is a legendary sax player. And so, one day...
Wait, your dad's from the E Street Band? He's the big guy, Clarence Clemens?
Yep, that's it.
Rest in peace.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, so I got this idea, and I'm like, well, why the fuck aren't we having him come up play a song with us? We need a sax man in the band. And then I was like, well, why don't we play on the dark side? Like, I love and worship that
movie. What is it, Careless Whisper?
Wham.
Have you seen the Sexy Saxophone Sax Man on YouTube? If you haven't, and you're listening right now, Google sexy sax man. It's got like 30 million views. You'll know. Oh, yeah. It's a dude wearing these tight leather pants, no shirt, in like suspenders.
Mullet.
And it's awesome.
It's amazing.
It's so hilarious. He goes into like malls, restaurants, everywhere and plays that song.
You're telling our listeners to hit pause and go on YouTube. They're going to get in one of those rabbit hole. They're never coming
They're gone. They're not going to listen to one of our songs.
Do you know, speaking of YouTube, you know the weirdest shit that all kids are into? They're into watching other kids
play video games.
That's like some older kids.
I've talked about this
older
on
kids. I'm talking young kids. They watch them open toys. And for a while, there were these like eggs.
Unboxing.
There was like these eggs. But yeah, there's unboxings. And there's a kid that makes millions of dollars unboxing shit. But I was like, is this all kids? Because I'd seen one of my nephews like that lives up here used to do it. And I had another nephew that just moved up here. And I was sitting next to him the other day. And I'm like, what's he looking at on his phone? And all it is this kid had like a kiddie tub full of like slime, and then was like pulling toys out of it and unveiling what they were.
Yeah.
And he was watching it, and then he was like, well, another one, and it's just a dude unboxing toys. I'm like, what?
Okay, Freckles and I live with a 7-year-old boy.
Interesting.
So we have a little more insight into this because Hudson's not using the internet yet.
No.
He's like 7 months.
He's 8 months.
8 months.
Give it about 2 months, and he'll have mastered the iPhone.
He'll be on.
Like those 1.5-year-olds to see, like, unlocking a phone. You're like, what?
He'll be on RedTube like his dad.
That's the YouTube sister network, right? But it's just like all Christian.
Yeah.
I love that one. Check that out if you're a Christian.
But Jackson, Brianna's son, he likes watching other people play video games.
I've seen that too.
My nephew's 16, and that's all he did on his most recent visit was.
He doesn't play video games.
No, he just likes watching other people play them.
That's
I know.
Does he love the MLG network?
Because here's the thing: when I was a kid,
not that I would know.
When I was forced to watch people play video games, it was my cousins when I was hanging out with them,
and it's like this sucks.
And yeah, fucking it was like I want their turn. Yeah,
it's my turn to play.
Granted, I would learn
to play Double Dribble,
and like, oh, that's where the warp zone is, you know, and those kind of things. But it was like, I want to play. Yeah. I wasn't content sitting there.
I want to play Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, you just keep going.
I'm just going to stay and watch.
It's just a difference in the generations.
I teach guitar every now and then, and this girl that I was teaching guitar to, she was, before the lesson, was watching this YouTube thing, you know, so I was like, hey, well, what are you watching? It was two other teenage girls just sitting on a bed talking. And they were just like talking like their thoughts on things, and like
they were doing a podcast.
It was some of the most mindless drool I've ever heard in my life. It really did scare me a little bit.
At no point did anything you say make it. We're all dumb.
At any point in your incoherent
we're all dumb.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on
us. All right. Well, you know what? I think it's time for us to listen to some drugs. What song are we going to listen to first, Andrew?
Taking Cover, and that's gonna be our next single, actually.
Track number 6.
Yes.
Now, are you making a video or anything?
We are gonna make a video for that one.
Very cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Can you promise me some nudity?
Well, of course. I mean, I'll send that to you.
All right, you heard it here first, folks.
Right now or in the video?
Oh, touche.
So tell us a little bit about the song.
It's, I'm not really cool, like, I'm really good with explaining my songs, so I really don't know exactly what they're about. I know some parts here and there are what it's about, but other parts...
Nick, you decide what the song's about, then make it up. What's,
think the song's about?
Pandas? Let's hear your interpretation of Taking Cover. Is it about bombs, like, the Cold War?
Taking Cover.
Duck! Taking Cover! Thank you. Yeah. That was a great description. I hope your mic didn't cut out. That was one of the best descriptions of song I've ever heard.
I've listened to that.
Let's hear it.
I've listened to the album. What it's really about is when you're sharing a bed with your lover, and they're a blanket hog, and they just keep on taking covers.
You have to grab the dog.
That's the worst. You gotta snuggle with the dog, spoon with the dog, just to keep on.
There you go. Like,
and I have a little dog. It gets cold.
Right.
Very little. Yeah.
Well, we're going to play it. You can form your own interpretation of what the song is about. We're just going to keep drinking beer. Well, we'll see you in a few minutes. This is Drugs Delaney on Drunken Lullabies with Taking Cover.
You heard it here first.
No one knows.
Delaney with Taking Cover, which it was not about any of the things that we talked about, but it was just a good song. And I'm looking at the album artwork, and I recognize the art style, and for good reason. It says right on the back that the artwork is done by Tony Kelly, local artist extraordinaire.
Okay. Yes.
Why do I know that name?
Because that tattoo is the art. Owner of Hybrid Art Studios, tattoo. Where I have had all my tattoos done. Yeah. Tony has done work for... He did a Slipknot comic book. He did...
Mushroomhead.
Mushroomhead. He also, I believe, designed Mudvayne's original makeup.
Yes, yes.
And he did a super kick-ass comic book style t-shirt art for them, of them as like superheroes or something like that.
Oh, that was him too?
That was Tony. I had that shirt just because I liked Tony's art.
Yeah, no, I remember thinking, I was like, that is amazing.
And from what I heard, he didn't make much off of that.
No, no, they kind of... There's some separation there.
Shame on you, Mudvayne. Anyway, check out Tony Kelly's work. I know he actually auditioned for a season of Ink Master at one time. Yeah. He was trying to get on that. So. Yeah,
he was late with it or something like that.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that was the only reason why he didn't make it. Yeah, because dude's phenomenal.
Yep, our buddy Flannelmouth Tyler just had him do, he did a zombie sleeve. Tyler, and he just had some more work done to it. But Blake, you are holding another beer. What are we drinking next?
This is a Dragon's Milk Reserve with toasted chilies from New Holland Brewing.
The mother of dragons.
It is a 2014 hippie popped this, and he told me back when he got it fresh, because he drank one back when he still worked at the liquor store with the other guy that worked there, Greg. And Broadway Liquors. And he said... It was pretty hot. Like, he would probably sit on it a while, because, like, they just got mostly heat. So I figured I'd sit on it a while and let maybe the flavor...
Sit on it,
a little.
Hot seat.
Sit on it!
Every night he comes home...
Hey, Chachi, go to a field.
Like an egg.
Sit on it. So I've been letting this mellow...
My butthole's getting stretched a little more every night. Because when that chili kicks in, it's just going to be a gaping...
That looks thick.
So I was trying to find something...
I'm afraid, guys. I'll be honest with you.
The chilies?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
He's not afraid.
I was trying to find something good for the show, that, or just something that, you know, maybe...
I may do what they call a cautious pour.
A cautious pour?
A cautious pour, because...
I should have probably done.
I've got events tomorrow, and I don't want to have diarrhoeas, so...
Diarrhoeas. You have rangus. That's when it rains hot brown.
What?
Yeah. Thunder behind.
Oh, man.
Did you taste it yet, or just smell?
I'm just smelling it. It's going...
Yeah, you can... It's actually
smells like a pepper got drunk and fell inside the glass.
Yeah, read it, because it says the kind of chili it is on the back. What's it say there?
I'm reading. Chili de Arbol.
Oh, Arbol, yeah.
Doesn't that mean tree?
Wow. Yeah, it does.
Okay, there's the heat.
You know, at the end.
After you
swallow, that doesn't
have you don't taste the spice at all.
The first sip, I was like, this tastes really good.
Yeah. In fact, the earthy pepper like character, it mingles with the dark roasted tones of dragon's milk as the spice slowly warms your palate. It's pleasantly contrasting the deep malt character, I would say. What pairings would you put with this? Spam.
If I had to guess pairings, I mean, just off the top of my head, I don't know. I would probably guess like some meat, some smoked food, a little balsamic vinaigrette, maybe some rich cheese,
vinaigrette or
some dark chocolate. What'd you say?
Do you watch Top Chef? Apparently not.
No.
Vinaigrette.
You know, I'd get weird with this, though. I would go with the cheesecake. I like sweet and heat.
That would be good.
Oh, yeah. Sweet and heat.
That would be good.
Yeah,
sweet heat. Yeah, this is to be enjoyed with a cheesecake.
Yeah.
I could see that, actually. I could see like some ribs or something, even, or like some smoke, because like ribs, like
ribs. Yeah, the ribs would actually be good too. Like I said,
cheese.
I love sweet heat, so that's
cheese.
That would be my winner, right?
That those actually are some more realistic pairings of those.
Okay,
we've had some nutty pairings on beers though.
It's creeping.
But these are things like people might actually have in their house, because they weren't very specific. Like it just has rich cheese. There's times where it'll be like, have a 12-year-aged Manchego cheese from Spain.
Have you seen Box Trolls?
Yes.
Box Trolls?
I wasn't a big fan. I thought it kind of sucked.
The dudes in the tower that eat the cheese.
I loved it too. I ain't gonna lie.
I was disappointed.
Maybe you were just in the wrong headspace for box rolls.
Maybe
you smoked the wrong strain beforehand. I don't know.
I watched it with my daughter, and I was like, I thought this was gonna be so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hate when kids' movies disappoint us.
Right?
It sucks.
I just watched, Zootopia? Was that the last kids' movie we watched? Yeah, that one.
I just watched that one, too.
It was entertaining.
It was okay, yeah.
You're entertaining.
I thought it was going to be way better.
Your mom's entertaining.
Hey! You leave him out of this. What?
That was weird.
He said him.
Yeah, this is, I'm going to be burping this, I think, for the rest of the night.
I'll probably rain hot brown tomorrow.
Hot rod...
Right, yeah.
So
it's making sense.
That's why I picked it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
So, Freckles is calling it a day with this.
Freckles,
I'm getting her pork.
Oh, my throat is burning.
It tastes like burning.
Liquid hot magma.
It smells like Bigfoot's dick.
I was gonna make a sex joke and I didn't.
Anyway, Nick, how did you tell us about your craft beer journey? Because when you got in the band, Andrew's like, dude, our drummer, we're like planning a road trip, and he's like planning brewery stops in the road trip. He's awesome. He's perfect. And I was like, all right, we need to have him on next time you're on the show. So how long have you been drinking craft beer? How'd you get into it, et cetera, et cetera?
Ooh, well, I've been drinking craft beer for a while. I think it was just reaching... a climax of popularity right when I turned 21.
You reached climax?
9 years ago. Well, yes. Yes, I did. I don't know. I've just, always been a person that likes, the arbitrary and, the stuff that's off the beaten path, and I would always see the weird labels.
This beer is
like
definitely
that.
Off the beaten path.
And, reach for that type of thing and... see a weird name or a weird description and get intrigued and
like Bean Flicker. I want to know what that's all about.
Yep, Bean Flicker.
I have an idea what that's probably about.
I watched that one last night and it was good. Wait, what?
No,
we're not. Oh shoot!
That's weird.
Yeah, but when we were doing our Wisconsin run, of course, I figured we'd run into some New Glarus beers.
Yeah.
I knew that right off the bat. But I was actually on Three Floyd's website, and I was looking up, package in Madison or whatever city we were in, looking for the package stores that sold mm-hmm. Three Floyd's.
Yeah, I used to do that. I call them beer scavenger hunts, where you go on...
We went to three different places.
You go on the website, you find out where they're carried, you write them down on a piece of paper, and you GPS all of it, and you just go... store to store, trying to find what you can. I did that in Indianapolis the first time I did a road trip after I got into craft beer. I was like, I want all the Three Floyds I can get.
Yeah.
My credit card company called me while I was on the road because they're like, we have some unusual transactions. Were you at this liquor store? At this liquor store? The 10 minutes later, at this liquor store? 20, and like...
Yeah.
It's me.
You should be like, no, that's fraudulent. Cancel my card and send me a new one.
Nothing like your credit card thing.
He's an alcoholic, aren't
you? I know, right? I don't know if I can finish.
Shut up, Visa. I don't need you judging me, too.
This is something, man.
See, but last time we were in Wisconsin here just a few weeks ago, me and Andrew were on a hunt again, and... we were told by some other people reaching for some beer next mm-hmm. to what we were grabbing that if you want zombie dust in Madison, you have to, quote, know people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shit, you have to know people here to get certain beers, and we know people. So that works out for us, but not in Madison, Wisconsin, it doesn't.
Ooh,
oh, wow. Andrew.
Damn, I'm sipping
was
this.
That, pounding it.
I could
now,
not.
Was that a get it over with, or was that like, I love this?
You know what?
I'm kind of like a 50-yard
I could not have drunk this bottle by myself.
Okay. I kind of
you just earned your nickname.
You haven't been beer drunk in a while, though.
You are the beast, because I don't know. Like, you took that down.
I'm sweating.
Like a beast. And, Nick, you're the beer hunter. I think that's...
Cool. Nice.
So there you go. You officially have your drunken lullabies.
I'm gonna
cheers to that.
Yeah,
you're still the audible fart, like.
Woo.
I don't want to be left out. I'm gonna do a little bit
more. No, there you go. Say shit. I'll give you some more of mine.
No,
you finish that.
Yeah. God damn it.
Go for it. You guys can finish that.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Fuck.
Whew. Hot.
I'm glad we've got some more beers to drink after this, because...
If Juan's listening, screw you, by the way, because he just sent me a picture of him drinking I think it's the Galaxy Hopped Sudosu, one of those that we didn't get.
Susu Studio?
I don't know. I want it so bad. It's something like...
Toppling Goliath?
Oh,
I thought you said what? Galaxy?
No, I'm thinking it's Sudosu, but they did like a special... Nice. I don't know if you recognize that label, but...
Yeah. I keep tasting.
He's in Nevada and he's getting this beer that we can't get from like 3 hours away.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The regular dragon's milk.
It's really
doesn't
good.
Have the toasted chokes.
Okay, so I guess with
regular dragon's milk is one of like the best year round barrel aged beers. I mean barrel aged.
I love it in the
this
fall.
This is hot.
I love it in the fall.
I'm licking beer can.
So for the listeners out there, my opinion on this is if you've ever had Mexican hot chocolate where it has a spice to it.
Oh,
that would be my suggestion. Mm-hmm. Is that it's kind of like
Valentine's Day.
My suggestion is split this bottle with at least two people.
Freckles made me some of those chocolates that you made. Had what?
Jalapeno.
I went down wrong.
Cayenne pepper.
Watch out.
She made me some homemade chocolates with cayenne pepper in it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They were hot. Yeah. I wasn't aware of it the first time I popped one of them in my mouth.
Nice.
And she's like, was that one of the hot ones? And I'm like, uh-huh. Love you too, babe.
Yeah. I would say that's the closest way I could
chocolate
describe
actually,
it.
Negates heat, though.
It didn't that time. It was pretty damn
hot. I feel like, that's why these go well, because the stout, it's almost like weird, because like the heat starts building up after you swallow, and then it's like you almost want to take another sip to kill the heat.
Yeah, like, I thought you guys finished this. There's still more. How is more getting in there?
Go ahead, you two.
No, I just
it's like it keeps refilling from the bottom.
I just had a great idea for a future show.
Jesus. Not spin the bottle with that.
I just spilled my beer.
Great idea for a chug on a future show when neither of us is driving.
I'll be the man.
I looked down and saw these old sour Bourbon County barley wines I have down here.
Oh, the skunk...
the ones from this year that they refunded us for? Yeah, we need to chug one of those. Uh-oh. You know what this beer's doing? Ooh, audible farting.
Ugh. I'm getting the hot burps.
I'm farting a burp.
You getting the hot burps?
The hot burps. Not hop burps, hot burps.
Speaking of refundable stuff, one time I had a six-pack from that company.
Oh, Douglas?
Two of the beers, it was actually the, what's the one with the squirrel? Fat squirrel?
I think so, the nut brown.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It was good. Two of the beers from a six-pack I had were just pure water. It's crazy.
What?
Yeah, I poured it into a glass and it was like water with like little particles in it. I swear, dude.
So it's like they were at the dregs or something.
Yeah,
and they
my girlfriend emailed
them.
That's
so weird.
They never responded.
They didn't?
No.
That surprised me.
That's messed up.
That brewery,
call
if you ever get a chance.
Right now.
No, I love it.
There, though. It is the coolest brewery I've visited. It's up on this like giant hill overlooking the town of New Glarus. And when you pull up to there, it feels like you pulled up to like a European like village.
Castle.
Or no, like almost just like a village.
Is there a
and
moat?
There's like a courtyard. There should be a moat. Yes, there was actually. There were alligators. I saw someone die.
Oh, wow. Okay, late breaking news. There's there's a new addendum to our drinking game. Every time our buddy Juan Lopez is mentioned on the show, you have to take a drink.
I do mention him a lot.
Juan Lopez.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Juan Lopez.
Oh, God.
In honor of Juan.
You're evil.
Down it.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Let's drink this Juan for him. I do call him Obi-Wan. He's my beer Jedi.
He's the only one you call that?
He is.
Make him drink again.
Well, I think now is the time in our show where we promote one of our fellow network affiliates.
What should we do today, Dustin? Who haven't we done in a while? We've done
Couch
Pilots, IBWIP.
I think, if I remember... In the rotation, it's probably time for us to promote Sex with Heather.
Sex with Heather, okay, all
right. I hear she's got a new plant.
She promotes it so much on her own, though. Why should we be promoting it?
That's inside baseball right there.
Inside joke.
She doesn't promote at all.
It's because it's called Sex with Heather. You don't need to promote a show.
If I called the show...
We should have called this show Sex Beer. Beer Sex.
Well, is there a concept?
We should have been like,
Beer Sex.
I like beer. I like sex.
Yeah.
I'll listen to that.
I want to listen to that.
Naked.
I like that. I like a lot.
Yeah, you guys fucked up on the naming right there.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
I pushed a little for that one.
Hey, but you know what?
Beer Sex.
We did say queef this episode.
Queef.
So if we just throw in a couple C-bombs, we'll be just like an episode of Sex with Another.
Yes.
Maybe we'll get those.
Yeah, we don't really drop the C-bomb on the show of all the words.
What? Okay, so what is her show about?
She talks about sex and...
To a heather plant.
Adventures she's had... Or whatever. But
does she have to have sex for the show? Is that like her research?
I was gonna say, yeah.
Any real bang some guy.
Yeah. I need something for the show.
This is Roger. Roger's joining me today.
She's got a boyfriend. They've been on the show before.
This Cabbage Patch doll, can you stick it in my ass? What?
Oh my God.
I need something
today
new for the show.
Oh,
I need something for the show. Running out of ideas.
So anyway,
go ahead.
This is what the show's about. I guess so. Let's hear directly from Heather. Here's Sex with Heather on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Sorry, Heather.
It can be exciting to start new relationships. The ins and outs of getting to know each other, the inside jokes you create, and the frank and honest conversations about anything and everything. I, Heather, am beginning a new relationship with Heather, a Kaluna shrub that grows in Europe and Asia Minor. She's a wildflower with a roaming spirit and a tough exterior. I thought, what better way to get to know my new shrubbery than to discuss the ins and outs of sex? We'll be taking a look at each other and laughing about how funny scrotums look, peppering it with facts and friendship. Sex with Heather will be coming on Wednesdays, only at fcfnetwork.com.
That is the sound of beer. Because we're on...
Bob's come to join us.
That's the sound of Bob.
There's Bobby.
It's Bob.
Bob loves to get on the bar, and he's a stud. Yeah, you can pick him up. He is the man.
Hi, Bob.
Bob's here.
The unofficial mascot of Drunken Lullabies.
He should be. He's the man. He's the coolest cat. Yeah, he's the only cat I know that's had a sex change. We gave him a vagina. no joke, he used to get, bladder stones, and he couldn't pass them. We paid like $500 to get it cleared. We took him in. They're like, it's going to be $500 again. They're like, if you want to give him a vagina, it's like $1,200. And it should never happen because we give him a bigger opening. That's why women, cats, like hardly ever have them. And I was like... Well, it's either put the cat down or give him a vagina, and I love this cat, so...
At this point, I'm kind of believing you.
No, we totally did. I don't know if I've told the story on the show. I don't care.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is
I'll tell it again. Okay, so we did it. So they tell us, they're like, you have to put sterile lube on, like, the spot where it came from. So I had to, like, buy gloves for, like, 3 days after it happened. They shave it down. It looked marred. I might have a picture somewhere. They stitched it up. It just looked like this, like, gutted up vagina on the back
of
the cat.
So they literally castrated him?
No, he already didn't have nuts.
Well,
he was
neutered.
But, like, no. They take the hole and they, like, move it. Like, back.
I like to move it.
And they make it bigger. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And so... I went in after... Oh, and by the way, we're drinking a 2014 Stone Russian.
I was going to get to it after
style.
You talk about cat.
Okay, I just... This,
I was going to say, so does your cat have a problem going pee in cat box?
He's totally great now, but what the fucked up thing was is... Okay, so the vet says sterile lube. I'm like, I would think all lube's sterile, but why did he say sterile? Instead of just like lube, you know,
not,
go buy some lube.
Not
so,
Astro, but...
So yeah. I go to Kroger after work.
Excuse me.
Because Ashley's...
Yeah, sterile lube.
No, literally. Ashley's like, pick up some sterile lube. So I'm like trying to find someone. Only person I find is this girl. Probably not even of legal sex age. Like, probably under 18. She's working there. And I'm like... Yeah, my cat had this surgery, and I have to put sterile lube on him. Do you have sterile lube? And she's just like, let me go ask somebody. Walks in the back. She's probably, like, because she, like, takes me over by the sex shit, and then she's like, let me go ask well, condoms and lube and stuff, because that's where it is. So I'm like, so she's like, let me go ask a manager, because I'm like, I don't know, are these sterile? And then she's probably just like, there's some creepy fuck out there, like, no, please go help him.
Right,
so she comes back, and she's like, the manager said that all the lube is sterile. I was like, okay, I thought so, thank you. So, like, I just felt like the biggest creep. So, like, I grab it, and I'm, like, just, like, want to get out of there. It feels so creepy. Well, that day, I happened to be wearing, like, khakis and a light blue polo, which is, like, what they wear at Walgreens.
Oh, I thought you were meaning, like, a pedophile.
No, no, or a pedophile. But, like, so I walk around the corner, and this is totally unrelated to the cat vagina, but I just thought it was funny. And this lady, like, her son apparently had dropped a gallon of milk, and it was just, like, everywhere on the floor. And I walk around the corner, and she's, like, she just comes... She's like, I'm so sorry. Sorry about this. You spilled all that. I'm like, I don't. I'm like, why is she telling me? I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like,
I'm here for lube.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah. I was just care like,
lube.
I don't care that your kid. Like, I was like, oh, no problem. Like, why did she just say that to me? And then like, I just went and got in line. And then like, the manager comes around and he's wearing almost the same thing as me. And I was
here's what I've noticed. If you go into a store in like business clothes, people assume you work there. Because I went to Schnucks one morning. I had to buy donuts for work because we do this thing on Fridays where we rotate. Every week or whatever, a month, somebody else brings in breakfast for everybody. So I went and bought donuts. And this lady's, like, asking me questions about, like, the eclairs and, like, which ones are filled and, like, this and that. And, you know, I'm in, like, a tie and a dress shirt and
dress pants. Did you pretend you do?
And I was just like, yeah, those ones aren't filled. These ones are.
You find yourself answering questions like what the fuck am I doing?
When she's asking me these questions, I'm filling up my own box of a dozen donuts. If I work there, why am I getting so many donuts?
Man, that's the perks of the job. You're the manager. You get as many donuts as you want.
Her third question is, she's like, you don't work here, do you? I said, nope. And she goes, I'm sorry. And I'm like, oh, nope, no problem. I'm just,
right. I just be like, yep.
That's why you just threw biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Oh. And let everybody have the problem.
Okay, my boss, her, I believe it's grandmother, or well, it's probably her mom, but it might be grandmother's recipe. Have you ever had chocolate gravy?
No, but I'm intrigued.
What?
I know. I thought the same thing. And she brought in biscuits and chocolate gravy. It's a special recipe that I've never even heard of it. It must just be... She's from Arkansas, so it could be a southern thing. I don't know. But it was literally melted chocolate. Like, it was like a melted chocolate bar poured on top of a biscuit. I could eat one, and I was like, that's too rich. I'm tapping out. You got some gravy. I can eat a couple more of these, but that chocolate, I can only do one. It was interesting.
Dude,
that's hot
weird.
Chocolate
yeah.
sauce all over a biscuit.
Is it Hershey syrup?
They kind of tasted like it.
I like the sausage.
It was
sausage
just rich, hot, liquid chocolate.
I want salty...
I know, that's kind of how
I
am. I
want some salty meat
the biscuits,
in my mouth.
Oh, okay. All right, well, the only thing we're putting in our mouths right now is
like
Stone
white sausage,
Imperial
baby.
Russian Stout. This is a 2014, 11% alcohol per volume.
These are some of the best
per
stouts
volume.
You can
What's
get.
That mean?
That means get you fucked up. Get away. These are some of the best for the money, like, just stouts you can get. Because a bomber, this, like, when this was out, like, they've probably gone up. This was, like, $6 or $7. And nowadays it would be, like, $7.50 or $8. No, they've hardly gone up. Stone bombers go up maybe, like, a quarter or 50 cents, like, every
They
so
wrote
often.
A whole
Like, even this year, it's probably
here.
$7 or $8. Yeah, you can't read the whole thing.
No,
but
I'm
it's
just
good.
Gonna, I'm going to read the bottom
and they
part.
Age
yeah,
well.
They always have, like, a
It's brewed in the authentic historical style of an Imperial Russian stout. It's massive, intensely aromatic, with notes of anise, black currants, coffee, roastiness, and alcohol. Weird. And heavy on the palate, this brew goes where few can and fewer dare even try. The style originated from Tsarist Russia's demand for ever thicker English stouts. Expect our version of this mysterious brew to pour like Siberian crude and taste even heavier.
So this is basically their call to old Rasputin.
And
yeah.
They call it IRS, right after there. The great WWF wrestler and half of Tag Team Champions Money Incorporated with the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase. I'm talking about Irwin R. Scheister.
Yes.
Money, 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 money.
Everybody's got their price.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
$10.
What was IRS's
catchphrase? Something about taxes.
We'll take all your money.
Right? He had a
good one. Yeah, I know. He had a good one.
It was Mike Rotundo. He was originally part of a tag team with Barry Windham. Back in the day, they were the U.S. Express, impressive. I think.
Yeah,
way back in the
You're
day.
You're really testing my 80s fucking wrestling.
That's
now.
What I do,
like,
man.
Like, wow, okay.
I just got the WWE Network for the first time, and Freckles is frightened. She's like, what are you going to make me watch? I watched Royal Rumble with Jackson the other night. That was cool. But, yeah, I was stoked to see how much old school is available.
No one can hide from the tax man.
Something
like that. Like, yeah. You're going to die or pay taxes.
Yeah, I was never a fan of IRS.
No, I wasn't either.
And he had some really bad gimmicks in WCW. Like, I want to say he wore, like, a yacht man's hat and, like, had a boat.
Yeah.
I can't remember what he was called. And then wasn't he, like, Vincent K. Wall Street or something? It was supposed to be, like, a Vincent McMahon character.
Yeah, I don't remember that one so much.
But anyway, Bob's flashing his cat vagina at us right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
he's cool, though.
Yeah.
Bob's he's a cool cat.
He's a cool cat.
He's cool. Even though he has a vagina, he's
Do you have to
cool.
say he's a cool cat, or you just say he's cool when they're actually already a cat? Because it kind of goes without saying he's a cat.
He's a cat, right.
You know?
He's a cool cat and hot dog.
Like Dustin, you're a cool cat.
Yeah. I'm not a hot dog. Hot dog.
I'm getting a lot of chocolate from this beer. Anyway,
are you?
Chocolate?
Oh, is that just because I was talking about the chocolate?
Oh, yeah, no. You get some chocolate. I get a little bit of, like, smokiness. But
I'm just getting the
It's weird you said the chocolate biscuits and gravy thing or whatnot, and I was like, is that fucking with my head?
Yeah, it could be.
No, you definitely, anytime you're drinking a big stout, you're going to taste some chocolate. Yeah, but I get a lot of, like, roastiness, more roastiness than smokiness. So I get, like, a little smoky, but...
You got a little smoky?
A little smoky. These beers are...
Got a little smoky.
This is from, I think... It says December. I can't decode the date. I don't know.
Let me put it in our pachinko machine. It's December 29th.
Did you steal that from the Couch Pilots podcast?
I steal
Did you
nothing.
Steal their machine? Oh, I'm saying. Did you take
it? Oh, yeah. Well, I got the mic at Blake's house. He usually leaves
you took the pachinko
He leaves
machine?
The back door open, and I just come in and take it.
I heard he leaves the back door
you
open.
You come in his back
and
door.
And I've heard you've come in the back door many a time.
I have. And the mic was there, and so was the pachinko machine. And I was like,
wow.
Yoink. And skedaddled out like Shaggy and Scoobs.
Like, wow, man.
Did you watch Scooby-Doo as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Scooby-Doo.
Who didn't?
Obviously.
I don't know. Kids these days don't. They watch people playing Scooby-Doo video games.
I was going to say, they watch other people watch Scooby-Doo or some shit like that.
All right, well, while we finish this Russian or Imperial Russian stout...
I didn't know Russians drank beer. I thought they just drank vodka. Yeah.
Vodka?
I must break you.
He dies. There's a whole story behind Russian Imperial Stouts. Like, I think it was like someone in England, or maybe it wasn't even England, maybe it was in Russia, but I thought it was like somebody in England was going to brew one for like one of the czars or something like that and wanted to make something. I don't know. It says the style originated from Tsarist Russia's demand for ever thicker English stouts. Yeah, that's right. No, but I mean, my bad, but I'm just. You know what? Fuck you.
You speak of the Rocky, you speak of the Russian. Anybody else ever wanted to brew a beer and just work out in wintertime, like with snow all over the ground?
Who doesn't?
He did.
Anytime,
who doesn't want to do that?
Anytime I run on a beach, I have to do it in short shorts where my dick is like on the verge of
falling. Oh, no, stop!
Right. And then I embrace my black friend and we jump up and down. Yeah.
But think about it, though. If you're in Russia, like vodka gets fucked up. It's strong. So if you're going to drink a beer, like it's cold and you want something to keep warm, like a thick... Dark, big,
I don't know where
stout.
We were talking about Apollo Creed.
Stout. I'm talking about stout, okay?
Nice.
But Apollo Creed will keep you warm, too.
Yeah.
Rest in peace,
Thick.
Carl Weathers. He's not dead yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just Chubbs Peterson is.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
this wooden hand.
Chubbs.
It's all in the hip.
Let Chubbs rest. It's all good, baby. Look, I got my hand back. And then you play some Carpenters.
Right.
Right? It's the Carpenters, right?
I believe so.
Probably.
And the
We've
gator.
Only just begun, yeah.
We've only just begun.
Well, instead of the Carpenters, I say we listen to some more Drugs Delaney.
Good call.
What is the second song we're going to listen to?
Grime.
Grime? Oh, we're talking the closing track.
Closing track, yeah.
Is this a concept album?
It's a concept of a concept album.
Oh, now that's just fucking with people. What does that even mean?
Whoa, did you just incept us?
Yeah.
Is this a dream within a dream?
Yes.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's like I wanted to have a concept album, but then like I was like, nah, it's too much work. So I just like...
Let me get my ring. I gotta spin my ring. Yeah. It's still spinning. Sorry, that was an Inception joke.
Yes. I own it.
Okay.
I've seen it.
Yeah. It's a concept of a concept. Based off of real shit. Yeah.
Okay, I hear grime, and I'm thinking it's going to be like some UK trap hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Dizzy Rascal.
No, it's or Cookie Monster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some pig vokes.
Oh.
Every time I do that, I cough. I can't do the pig vokes.
You're fired.
Well, we're going to listen to a little grime then from Drugs Delaney. Here on
Juggernaut
Lies.
You heard it here first.
You know what time it is. Only right here on Dave TV.
You got it here first. You heard it here first.
All right, anyway, let's play the song. This is Grime.
Oh, wait, you didn't cut to it? Jesus, I thought that
keep
was the cut.
Keep all of this.
Keep all good.
Yeah, keep all of this.
Hey, we're going to play a song right now. It's called Grime.
You heard it here first.
Second.
Third.
Fourth.
So wait, so we are cutting this
song
now?
You might have played it on Spotify first.
Oh, hold on.
But here it is, second.
And cut.
And cut.
Together.
Knight Satellite. Pick it up at your local record store if you're from Central Illinois.
Yes, anywhere.
Online, yeah. Digitally.
www.drugsdelaney.net.
See him on tour, buy it at the show.
Clownpenis.fart.
Yeah.
Clownpenis.fart?
Yeah, twogirlsonecup.com.
Cakefarts.org.
Urinalpoop.org.
Any of those
you
places,
got some
really.
New t-shirt designs that look badass.
Yes.
Pick some of those up.
Yes. Definitely.
All right. Well, it's time.
Hey, we got beer koozies, too.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
You guys have beer koozies?
Yeah, maybe we should do a giveaway sometime.
Yeah, that's what we
think about.
Yeah.
We failed.
You know
we
what?
We failed as a band right
now. You know
right
what?
Now.
This doesn't come out for a couple weeks. Sometime. We'll do a giveaway. I say an autographed copy of the new Drugs Delaney album and a couple koozies, and we got some new Distill koozies that they just gave us, and we'll do a little giveaway, Drunken Lullaby style.
Boom. Yeah, let's do
it. And since we mentioned Distill, it's a sponsor spotlight.
Sponsor spotlight. You know what's funny? When I bartended, I used to play, like, every night I bartended, I would play Europe's The Final Countdown to where, like, people would start.
True story?
Like,
at the end of the night?
You're playing this. Sometimes just whatever.
You guys get to split a whole can to yourself. When I worked my final shift at the record store, being a huge music nerd, I made an 8-hour playlist
of
all my favorite songs, and the Final Countdown played right at the start of my final hour on the clock.
Nice.
Because I'm such a geek, I timed it out to be right.
I was gonna say,
you actually figured it out exactly.
Yes,
like,
I did.
Impressive.
Bob, you can't have
Bob
it.
Bob wants to party. He wants beer.
Okay,
he says,
our sponsor spotlight this week. Blake and I got to taste this like the first incarnation of it that they had on tap. If you go back and listen to the Cheez-It Challenge episode, recorded live at Still Brewery with our buddy Double A, Arn Anderson.
I can do a really good impression of him too.
Can you?
Arn Anderson going down the ring, Four Horsemen, baby. Yeah, that's my Arn Anderson.
That was something. I can do an Ole Anderson. Hi, I'm Ole Anderson. Nobody knows what I sound like. And they're not even related.
No.
Ole and Arn aren't.
No.
Okay. So, anyways, we drank this originally on that episode. We had it featured on Kicking It With the Kickback on Draft and Champagne. It is finally being canned for the first time. This was canned 2 days ago. This is super fresh, not even on shelves yet. This is the Wild Sour, the Syncopathic, and this is the Dry Hopped Sour, because when we drank it, it was just called Dry Hopped Sour. It had no name.
Mm.
Yeah,
and it is now called Syncopathic. So it has nothing
it's
to do with Juggalos.
It smells like, you smell sour, but you smell the hops.
Yeah, it's 6%, only 8 IBUs, and it says Syncopathic.
Tastes like Faygo.
Shut up. It's a cool harmonization of a refreshingly tart and acidic sour ale with citrusy, fruity, floral, dry hops, normally in concert with pale ales with totally rad aromas and flavors reminiscent of grapefruit, orange, lemon, tangerine, pineapple, hints of pine, giving way to a biscuity, crackery, malt backbeat, there you go, low bitterness and a dry finish to bring everything in sync. Cheers, fuckers.
Holy shit. Yeah.
I added the fuckers. It doesn't say that on the can.
Oh, right.
Just so you know. All right, so,
it's like,
Nick, you said you are not familiar with sours.
Maybe this is my first.
This is my first sour.
Okay, so we're popping your sour cherry.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
I just got goosebumps. Actually.
Nice.
I think it's pretty amazing.
That's
you
like a good
you
feeling,
like it?
Right?
Yeah. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around like how what makes it sour. Like do you know the process of this? Like
bacteria.
Wild fermentation.
Yeah.
Like,
why isn't all beer sour?
Woo!
You know what I mean?
It's like a Sour Patch Kid beer.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a lot of their sours, they age in oak barrels.
Right.
And those sit for, like, years. And that's usually, that's called their Saint de Caroline.
Yeah.
They're in
We got to try those. That was pretty cool.
Straight out of the barrel.
Yeah, they smell, like, if you go to their like warehouse or brew house, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the brewery. Yeah.
It looks like a warehouse. They just have racks, like you would see them, like, for
racks
storage of, like,
racks.
Parts at, like a Caterpillar or something like that. But they just have barrels and barrels and barrels and barrels. And they went up to one of them and just, like, pulled
the... Kicked the nail out.
A bong. They pulled the bong out of the bong hole.
Yeah, the bong hole.
And, although, actually, I don't think that was technically a bong. It was, like, literally a nail.
It was
a nail. Just, like, a tiny little stream comes out, and they were just, like, stuck the glass under there. And we're like, here you go, guys.
And
you
then,
try it. Like,
and
which
then
is pretty
another,
cool, because it's not even necessarily done, you know? But you're getting to try, like...
Another day, I went there. I think it was a home brewer appreciation day or something like that. And they were having a small little get-together at Distill. Blake couldn't make it. I went, it was like...
Damn kid keeps me from doing all this shit.
I wish
I'd never had him, so I could drink beer.
I did the Race for the Cure.
Just kidding,
Matt, whatever
if
that
you're
was.
To this.
Yeah,
and then Freckles met me there after work, and they had, I think it was a strawberry, like a strawberry blonde. Again, straight out of the tank.
Yeah.
And it was like, this is awesome.
From Distill?
From Distill.
Yeah, I've had that one. It's really good.
So this
blonde?
Is
yeah.
So
wait,
this
what was
is
that called, though?
I don't remember.
Was it, wait, do they still make that?
What makes it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Makes
so
yeah,
what,
yeah. As you say, for people that have no fucking clue about sour beers and like what's going
it's
on with
the
it.
The hops. It's the
like yeah.
Well, this one's definitely
hops.
It's yeah.
It's
not all sours are hops.
I think this is one of the best. Either this or the Goza.
The Here Goes Enough.
The Here Goes
That's
Enough.
That's a little saltier.
That has a little salty, but I think those are kind of...
It's like
they're not sort of the, I think the best way to transition into sours, honestly, is to start with Saisons. Because Saisons aren't really that sour, but they kind of get used to that,
like that
different...
Like the Spotted Cow.
Flavor.
Dude, this
no,
is sour.
Spotted Cow is just like a
this
cream.
This is sour
like
a cider,
Saisons have
though.
Like some funk.
Didn't we just
it's,
talk about this?
It's, like, it's basically, yes, they just put wild yeast in it, and it just kind of
like
does
wild,
thing.
Like you get the like
right.
wild like bacteria and stuff. And it
right.
Just,
this is like a cider sour.
Cider shower? A cider shower?
No,
cider
no.
Sour.
It's funny he says that because it when you say that, it kind of does taste like a cider.
A little bit.
A little bit. Like, because, nah, I mean, it is still sour, but
yeah, there's no
like
apple flavor, but it's like sour like that.
Right. I know
usually,
what you're saying. I know what you're like saying.
The sours, you're talking your lactobacillus,
mm-hmm.
your Brettanomyces.
Mm hmm.
And,
what's the other one? Your lacto?
Pediococcus.
Yep.
Caucus.
Caucus.
And you know what the...
Michael Dukakis.
You know what the layer when you're making a sour, there's a layer that forms on top of all the bacteria. You know what that's called? No phones.
Membrane?
No, that's a good guess, though, actually. It's
yeah,
called the pellicle. Pellicle.
Pellicle.
Yeah.
Pellicle.
Interesting.
Form a pellicle.
I slammed my pellicle in the car door.
But yeah, the, I don't even know what to say to that.
It's amazing.
But what I wanted you to know is this is just one type of sour. There's a lot. There's like there's Flanders.
Yeah.
There's a Berliner Weiss. There's
Gozas.
I know I'm probably Lambics.
Hey,
Ode Bruins. Those are all different types.
Ooh.
It's just. This
crazy.
Once I had
like
this,
A1.
This was my favorite, and I was like, "Please tell me you're going to release this." And they're like, "We're thinking about it."
Mm-hmm.
And then like the next time I had it, they're like, "We're pretty sure it's going to come out." And then I had it again. There was a Distill Tap Takeover. No, it was the Sour Wars at the Fox.
The Fox Upland and
Upland
that's
and Distill.
New place,
and,
right?
No, the Fox isn't new. That's up in like North Peoria.
Oh,
that's
you're thinking Poor Brothers.
Poor Brothers. That's in Peoria Heights.
The
yeah.
Sweet CC's of beer.
Yes.
What is
our buddy Steve Stark
oh, because,
is involved with that?
Because
you pour your own.
It's like you
pay
you pay
by the ounce.
Yeah.
No, we's in the juice. You can't put your mouth under the tap and.
When you get it from the bar, though, is it just like
you will crawl home?
Like, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, do they have for like? Because if you go up to the bar, isn't it just like it's $4 for
a
pint?
Yeah, you don't scan your chip at the bar. I don't think you don't press your wrist to the bartender's forehead or anything like that.
That'd be awesome.
Pour me a beer.
That's good.
I was told this is how it works.
That'll cut down on people being able to give away like free beers and stuff. Not
right.
That any bartender would ever
no,
do that.
No.
Who does that? Jeez.
I know I didn't when I bartended. I never a single drink.
No,
I never did that.
Not once. Not even for a pair of tits.
So the beast, you got.
It's funny you say that because I.
You got goosebumps, you said.
Yes, the first drink I got complete goosebumps. Yeah.
All right.
I think my body was still trying to understand what was going on.
What's happening?
Yeah, it's
Andrew,
it's,
what are you doing to me?
It's definitely sour.
Yeah,
I will say that. Like, it lives up to its name.
They take getting used to.
Right.
It took me 2 years, and then I can't get enough of them now.
And there's certain
they're my second favorite style of beer.
And there's certain sours that are like, this is pretty sour. There's other sours
smells like
that
something.
Are like way less sour, more fruity.
Some of them smell funkier than others.
Oh, it smells like some ganja I've had.
Okay.
Ganja.
Yeah.
Wait, well, we were calling you the beer hunter.
I think Heineken smells like ganja.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's skunky.
Like Mexican ganja.
Yeah.
Like shitty.
Yeah, like shitty ganja.
Like some swag.
And yeah, Corona.
Some stress.
So they just let this sit, and that's how it gets to the sour? Like, they let it sit longer?
No, it's that they put, like, wild bacteria in that.
Yeah. Okay.
And, like,
okay.
So, like, it's I don't know a ton about
they
it.
They know what it's going to do.
Placenta?
Gotcha.
What's it called?
Okay. Yeah, there's placenta in the beer.
I said bacteria.
There is a beer that was made with yeast from a woman's vag.
We're not drinking
that.
It on the show.
Like a yeast infection type?
Because I think they were wanting, like, $100 a bottle, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a novelty concept.
Ideally, ooh,
there's nobody making a beer from London cheese.
No.
What?
If you take a huge drink of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to take a big drink. I chugged two sours back to back.
Oh, it got me so
I chugged
good.
Two of the distilled Limbrooks back to back, and it was one
right
of the
here.
Worst decisions I've ever made.
Right in the gills?
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
in the gills.
Yeah, it burns.
So
it was worth it.
But yeah, you like it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much.
Good deal. Beer Hunter is on board.
I definitely say cherry's been popped on a sour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do want to acknowledge you brought another beer that you said you've been sitting on since March.
And these
since
are some
March.
Of the best. We explained it on the last show, but these are amazing beers for the price in the brewery. This brewery that they contract to brew
Unibrow
is a really good
Freckles
brewery.
Loves that place.
Out of Quebec.
Yeah?
They make a lot of... If you ever heard of the beer Le Fin du Monde, that's like one of the, they make that. And then they contract, Trader Joe's contract.
She wanted me to,
Le Fin du Monde
to grow
awesome.
A unibrow because she loves the beer so much.
That much.
Ooh.
Call you Anthony Davis.
Now see, that's fun.
So yeah, you...
That was Ephemir. Fun. Ephemir is my favorite.
Oh, that's Ephemir. The apple one, right?
Yeah.
You'll
that's
like
good.
This one.
We drank this on the Father's Day episode where Blake and I drank with our dads.
Nice.
And this... Was this my pick of the week? I think it was.
I can't
I'm pretty
remember.
Sure.
What else did we drink that episode? Because I know you liked it a lot.
If you guys
if
can
it
try to even remember what you drink on an episode after all these
that's
now,
like,
that's,
yeah.
that's adorable.
If it wasn't my pick of the week, it was my second choice of the week. But Andrew brought this in, and he's like, hey, I've been holding on to this since March. And I'm like, oh, that's sweet. We've drank this on the show already. But you know what? Brewmaster Brian, are you taking a graveyard photo?
Yeah.
Because I do that at the end of every show. It's like
for my girlfriend.
It's like you know what's going on. but Brewmaster Brian brought Pliny.
I'll get this down so I can drink.
Okay.
He brought Pliny one the last episode he was on.
Yeah.
And we had already had
that
Pliny.
Bottle.
And you didn't drink that. I chugged that.
Well, right. Yeah. Okay.
You can still include it if it's an impressor. Oh, my.
Oh. I did what?
Yeah, Nick
said that.
Me.
You high schooled it.
What Nick said that.
You high schooled it.
Yeah, I like calling it that too. I never heard that. I like that word. I love single pack, but you should never take like a fucking 3 or 4 ounce gulp of a sour. It's just stupid.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah, I've had this beer since March. I really wish
it was just it was really good, and that's what I mean. Like we couldn't have it be a featured beer because we've had it before already,
right?
And, like not that long ago, but it was very tasty and good enough to drink again.
Beer.
So I figured we would just we drink it while we shoot the shit and wrap
so,
up the episode.
We could talk.
Did I even say what it was?
No.
It's the Trader Joe's
2015
Vintage Ale. It's dark ale brewed with spices. There's natural flavor added, of course. 9% alcohol.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to read the whole thing again. You know, but it's best if you drink it before 2018. And it's only 2016, so we're good.
Yeah. I went up to a Trader Joe's. We were by there in Chicago.
I've never been to one. I have a feeling, Freckles,
you've never been to a Trader Joe's? What is wrong with you?
I was going to say, it's the greatest grocery
store. I don't know why we don't have one pure.
No, I don't know.
They sell all kinds of awesome stuff, but it's not expensive.
Aldi's is...
Aldi's is owned by Trader Joe, but it's not even close to the same thing.
It's two brothers, yeah, and they had differences in how they thought they could run it. So one went this way with Trader Joe's, and one
Aldi's
this way
like
Aldi's.
Lesser members, like
so that's why Aldi's has Trader such great Joe's produce, because it's
Trader Joe's has like great house brands and stuff.
Aldi's has great
produce, but they sell like good, like they'll have all different kinds of cheese and stuff. But it is not expensive. Like they have like soaps, everything. They have wines.
I'm sure our Midwest listeners, they know Aldi. Aldi is the store that you have to use a quarter to get a shopping cart. And as a young child,
it's genius,
I was embarrassed to shop in there because like my mind was like, that's where the poor people shop. So my mom would go in and grocery shop for us. I would sit in the car in the 90-degree heat and read because I didn't want to be seen in Aldi because that's where the poor people shop.
Right.
And, like, nowadays, if people saw me sitting in the car, they'd call the cops or something. Like,
oh, yeah,
that young child, it's like, no, I just don't want to be seen in Aldi. Like, I'm fine. I'm sweating. What? I don't care. Right. She cracked the window. Yeah. I'm just reading. Leave me alone.
Ain't someone comes over with one of those like little window breaking like pick like things and like hits the window like
but pulls you out. Aldi is a Midwest staple for cheap off brand groceries. You have to bring your own bags.
Oh yeah, no,
you can buy bags.
I was gonna say all their food now has no preservative. Like
Aldi's is good, but I still feel like it's real limit. Like it's to me, it's not even on the same level.
It's
Trader Joe's.
Or miss whether or not they have certain things. No, exactly.
Like Trader Joe's,
but
I could go and get
what they have is generally. Yeah,
Drew loves the mango salsa that they can.
I go to Costco anyway, bros. Costco or die.
I don't.
Costco or die.
I don't pay to grocery shop. I don't pay a premium to grocery shop.
Right.
Dude, you don't understand.
I understand.
How much money I save at Costco?
I got this at Hy-Vee.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Hy-Vee's good. Shout out to Hy-Vee at Grand Prairie.
Brett.
We got everyone listening from
Brett, Tony Abbott.
Like,
you guys
happening?
Are doing great work in the beer
Tony
section.
Tony Abbott is
doing
the
great
man.
Work in the Chinese section.
Sure. That's the right. Chinese people are doing their thing.
We love the Chinese.
Yeah.
Right.
Chinese people.
China owns America anyway.
Respect.
It's
China owns this podcast, probably.
No, they don't.
They might.
So, they do.
Nick, what's your favorite brewery that you've ever been to? That's a weird answer.
Decatur Brewing Company.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Out of all your travels.
Homer.
Right?
Yeah. Well, they let me change my baby's diaper in the basement.
That has nothing to do with the beer.
No, that says something about the people there, and I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Our new beer. It's called Baby Diaper Brown Ale.
Right, exactly.
Hey, that's like against the grain. They have that brown one with a guy that shit his pants. It's called the brown note, and there's a picture of a guy with his pants shit on
Blake,
the
guess
on the
what
label.
I found out? Nice. You can get against the grain in champagne. And guess where I'm going tomorrow?
Well, give me some against the grain. I've never had any, so give me some.
When we recorded with the Huntingtons, I went to Benny's, because of course, why wouldn't I? And they had against the grain, I got Rico Suave.
Oh, thanks for picking me up some of that. Never had it.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
We already drank it. And then I got some of the Poffo pills.
Did you say Rico Suave?
Poffo.
Suave.
Randy.
But it's
Macho Man.
Because it's a hop.
Randy Savage, what? Randy Poffo. It's the Poffo Pilsner, named after Randy Savage.
Right.
We drank that on the show last week. So I picked up some of that. I picked up some of the Rico.
I swear to God, if they ever do an Ultimate Warrior one, you do not fucking drink it without me.
Okay, there are Warrior hops. I'm surprised nobody has made a Warrior.
How did Ultimate Warrior died, right?
Yeah.
But he wasn't one of the, like, psycho people.
No, that was Chris Benoit.
Because Chris Benoit, and then there's other ones that, like, that crazy. Like, he just,
here's the weird thing. Ultimate Warrior gets inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
That's right.
The next night, he appears on WWE Monday Night Raw. He essentially gives his own fucking eulogy. It is eerie as shit
really?
When you rewatch it to know that he died
really?
The next day.
Yep.
Really?
He talks about like his legacy and the warriors carrying on and living and all this kind of stuff. And
no,
the
dude it's
died the next day. It was
crazy.
So...
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. It was just... eerie.
Yeah. I cried my eyes out watching it again the next day knowing, like...
It was like, so fucked up. It's like, literally, he got inducted in the Hall of Fame and then, like, just like that, dead.
Yep.
Oh, and if you have Netflix subscription, watch The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Very good.
About him doing DDP yoga and getting back in shape. Great DVD. Freckles, I forced her to watch half of it. Oh,
yeah.
He had more than a problem.
Poor Freckles.
But, yeah, this is... we just had to do wrestling talk because we were going. But against the Grand is available champion, we're hoping it'll make its way to Bloomington next and then to Peoria.
Then I got my freckle meal.
What?
I said then I'll have my freckle meal.
Freckle meal?
Freckles.
What?
Give me my mule.
Mule?
Good meal.
God, I thought you were like...
What was that now?
Yeah, that's what I was like,
what? You thought I was going to eat Freckles for a meal?
I didn't know what you were saying. I was...
No, sir.
Okay.
I have mule. My wife.
Mule.
For that.
Mule. Okay.
Mule.
She won't be working...
Wife. I've had some drinks.
Her working in Bloomington right now is an inconvenience for her, but it's great for our beer game.
Your beer game.
Hers too. She
you don't
hug
me up, bro.
Well,
yeah,
whatever.
Fuck you, man.
But my wife.
What was the beer that got you into craft beer?
Yeah. What was the first craft beer that you drank and you're like, yes? Mm. Was it from Decatur Brewing Company?
No. Okay. They did not exist yet.
Okay.
No. Wow. The real answer is I don't know, but I'm going to pick one.
That's fine. That's what we want.
That's fine. One of the ones you've liked for a long time, yeah.
Dogfish Head.
The 90 minute?
No, not the 90 minute.
No.
The 60 minute.
60 minute. Oh, okay. Yeah. We're taking it back a half hour.
And okay. Now, what would be your just favorite, like, or one of your favorite breweries, like just all around beer lineups, like if you were going to pick up some beers...
I heard you talking about a place in Munster, Indiana quite a bit earlier.
Well, that's true.
I really like Fort Collins.
Oh, yeah, Fort Collins makes a
really
great
like stuff. I really like Fort Collins. I like Deschutes a lot.
And you do. We should have, you know, we're going to do an epic Deschutes show.
I like Great
point.
Lakes a
and
lot.
And no one is going to drive
Great
for
Lakes
the Deschutes show.
I like everything I've had from Great Lakes.
Have you had their Black
representing.
What is it?
Great Lakes is from Cleveland. They just won a championship. Finally. The great city.
I thought it was Chicago.
Great Lakes?
No,
they're Cleveland.
Chicago. I knew it was in Chicago.
There's tons of
great
in Chicago.
Really.
Beer on my face.
It is Mr. or Mr. Is, I'm drunk. It is Ohio. Where in Ohio, though?
Cleveland.
Oh, it is Cleveland. Yeah, all right.
I've just said the city Cleveland four fucking times.
I'm going to chug.
Cleveland rocks.
I chugged before
they just won a championship.
I chugged before the show.
I chugged during the show.
Of course,
you know
Two Brothers is good, but also Rolling Meadows Brewery.
Okay.
They do make some good stuff.
Yeah, Lincoln Lager.
Lincoln Log. Yeah, we love Lincoln Logs.
Good stuff right there.
Good shit.
Yeah, you know what he's talking about when he's saying these breweries and stuff, because I don't.
Yeah. I had a really stupid idea that I thought would be funny for a theme restaurant that, you know, much like Hooters, there in Illinois, there should be a place called Lincoln Logs, and all the waiters are guys. They're like beefcakes, but they wear stovepipe hats and have Lincoln beards and Speedos, and they serve you foods.
Nice,
and they have their Lincoln Logs. Yeah,
that's pretty weird.
I know, right? These are the things that run through my head late at night.
We played a show. It was actually Wisconsin. I keep bringing Wisconsin up, but...
It's a good state.
I love Wisconsin.
Clearly, we played there a lot, but remember the band, the Goodyear Pimps?
Oh, the Pimps? Yeah, they're from Galesburg,
it's from
right?
The Goodyear Pimps. That's amazing.
No, Rockford.
Oh, Rockford.
Rockford.
Okay.
And the bassist was telling me that he had an idea for a wrestling restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And he had so many crazy names, like Mean... Mean Jeans, Green Beans.
Mean Gene had a burger joint.
He did.
And it was not too far from ICC for a while.
I never went there. I feel like an asshole, but I heard it wasn't very good either, though.
Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan had a macaroni place.
He did?
It was in the Mall of America, wow. Which my daughter is at right now. I'm pretty sure Hulk Hogan's macaroni place is not there anymore.
He really likes his macaroni, brother.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, wow, that's pretty wild. Yeah. I didn't know that one. Wow.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember some more of his sayings, like his food things. Mean jeans, green beans, and God damn it.
Kurt Russell's muscles.
No. You know, he had a couple anyways. It was funny as fuck.
Kiss has like a whole, like, they have like a restaurant now. It's like craft beer. I forget what they're called. I can't
really
think of it. Yeah, I don't know if
that,
it's all
why Kiss. Why does that not surprise
it might not Kiss be all Kiss. It might be just Gene Simmons or maybe Gene Simmons like Paul Stanley. I don't know if it's if it's all of them or what, but they have like, and I think they have a few of them now. Like they're trying to make it like a chain, but they're like craft
like
beer.
Planet Hollywood kind of thing.
I don't know if it's like Planet Hollywood. I don't know if it's like a Planet Hollywood, but I think it's like a craft beer type. Oh, I should look.
Christine 16% double IPA.
What'd you just say?
No,
16%.
It's a good song.
Yeah, but 16% is that how you said double IPA? That would be like,
that'd be awesome.
That'd be insane.
God,
one
God,
per
God
person.
Gave beer to you.
Right.
God gave rock and roll to you.
Gave rock and roll to you.
Wow. It, the ending where where Paul starts talking, Chuckles, he's got his so great lucky list going on.
I know life sometimes can get tough.
Hey, everybody, this is Paul Stanley, and I'm from Kiss. And I'm drinking Trader Joe's.
What are you?
And that's good. What?
Oh my God.
Ow!
He's played the State Fair here. Last year, I think it was.
No, they're playing the State Fair this year.
Again?
You're thinking, I believe. You're thinking of Space Age.
Oh, Ace Frehley, my bad.
I'm too popular. I'm still in Kiss.
My bad.
I'm not at the heart of Illinois.
My bad. It was
really.
You're right. It was Ace Frehley. I work with the world's biggest Kiss fan. I can play him 3 seconds of any Kiss song, and he will name the song it is, the album it's off of, and the year it came out.
We're leaving the
It's insane.
State Fair.
I don't understand why anyone likes Kiss. I've tried to listen to Kiss. They're the worst ever. They make no good music.
Agreed.
Kiss is awful.
We win.
Kiss is so bad. It's like not music. To me, it's like a joke.
You know what?
It's like Weird Al.
You know what?
You're like, Weird Al's fun, but it's like as a joke. It's like, is this as a joke? No, they're a serious fan.
Freckles
and Gene Simmons is worth $300 million. I looked it up the other day. Estimated net worth $300 million.
We went to the heart of Illinois Fair. We saw Ace Frehley. We rode the Octopus.
I'm sorry.
We rode the Scrambler.
I'm so sorry.
And she was so overcome with emotion that she agreed to be officially my girlfriend. Thank you, Ace Frehley.
She was just so impressed. She's like, I can't believe.
Once I heard Frehley to me and ripped it out. And New York Groove.
Sorry, I don't know any songs. I try to play some terrible.
I like Detroit Rock City
music.
Yeah, he played that too.
I'm fine with that.
All right,
that one just because the movie.
So if we're talking picks, and I know Kiss is not one of them. What's your pick of the week? What's your favorite beer from this show, Blake? Start with you.
What do you think, if you had to guess? We did drink 2 stouts.
Nope,
wrong. It was Scarlet Fire.
Really,
idiot.
Okay,
I'm gonna go Scarlet Fire too.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
I love stouts, but that beer is awesome.
I'm gonna go with your sponsor.
Oh,
the wild sour.
Yeah.
See, okay, and here's the thing:
Syncopathic.
You know that would be my pick, but I usually exclude the sponsor spotlight from my pick.
Yeah, Nick, excluding the sponsor spotlight,
Nick can pick it.
No, it's fine. He can pick it. But
he can pick it.
Just second choice after that. Just wondering if we would get
the Scarlet Fire.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. If we would have outside the sponsor spotlight, if it would be unanimous.
I would pick the Scarlet Fire.
I'm going with the Dragon's Milk. No,
no,
just
you're
kidding.
Not.
Yeah.
No, I would go with the Tight Head as well.
See, that's why I was wondering outside the Scarlet Fire, because I felt like the Scarlet Fire was going to be everybody's.
That was a solid one. Freckles has been our unofficial 5th member on the show this week. You said it was a little too dirty still for you, right?
I'm not a fan of red ales.
Yeah, what was your pick?
I thought you meant the show was too dirty. I was like, she's listening.
Oh no,
to this
she's
before.
Down with that.
This is one of our cleaner. This is one of our cleaner shows. Last episode was named Blood Farts in Heaven.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which she hated.
Much against mine.
She wanted it to be called Yeasty Polar Bear.
This still shared the name Blood or you posted it.
I did.
They shared
I
our
did.
Podcast.
I did.
And you're like, listen to this.
Jeremy, thank
on
you
their
very
page.
Much for doing
Blood
that.
Blood Farts in Heaven. I love it. Jeremy's the man.
And it was sponsored. That means they paid money money to promote
that
post.
That's disgusting. I don't know why I distilled.
They promoted our podcast and said, hey, check out this show.
Blood
and
farts.
And in the comments, I put, here's our new episode, Blood Farts in Heaven. So...
Wow.
That happened.
Wow.
In
case you didn't listen to the episode, my old cat used to blood fart, we call it. Before he was dying.
I sang it in the style of Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton's Blood Farts in Heaven.
So. Oh, what's up with Mittens? We're bringing Mittens.
She's so fat.
Mittens is fat.
Just don't ever drop her, because she's so... We need to post a picture of my fat cat for everyone.
So we all decided that
she is huge.
Yeah,
I know,
huge.
Dude. That's one of the biggest cats.
She's the size of a raccoon. I worried if she got out, she'd be mistaken for a raccoon.
That is so tiny.
Yeah, she was a tiny cat, and then she gained a lot of weight.
I gotta take a couple pics of this guy.
Mittens, what is your pick of the week?
Meow. And meow.
Okay.
Scarlet Fire, meow.
Well...
it's unanimous.
The tight head from Mundaline is the winner.
Yeah.
It's not technically unanimous because Nick did pick the Cinco.
She kind of waddled.
Yeah, yeah. And granted, I would too. So, all right. Well, I want to thank our friends from Drugs Delaney for joining us. Like I said, look them up on their website. What are
DrugsDelaney.net.
Okay.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, did you say Instagram?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the last one.
We're going to start just making videos of us talking to each other.
Spam.
So, like, other people can just watch us talking to each other and, like, maybe play video games. And we'll...
Right, yeah.
Totally. Really take our band places.
Find out where they're playing. Go see them. Support them. They're friends of ours. They make great music. Pick up their new album, Black Knight Satellite. And, again... We just played two songs off of it. There's a total of 12 songs on it, so there's 10 more that you haven't heard. So go out and listen to them, you idiots. And
dingus?
Yeah, you dingus.
Dingus.
Dummy heads.
All right, Blake, thanks for letting us record in your love hole.
Yeah, I love being in your love hole.
I'm
so open with it.
What?
Yeah,
it's always so open.
My love hole's always open.
Gaping.
Yeah.
It's ready to welcome us all.
I don't feel like you have to come in the back door. You just come in the front.
No, when he's sitting on these beers for 2 years, you know, anybody can just walk in his back door.
Thank God that thing's out of there.
Hey, my love hole's probably going to hurt in the morning from this fucking dragon's milk.
I know, I'm afraid. I have to work at 8 a.m. and I always take a morning shit around 7, so I'm afraid of what is coming.
I have to golf at 8 a.m., so I mean... You think you got it bad.
Yeah.
Where are you going, Weaver Ridge?
I wish. I'm not rich. I'm just Sunset Hills.
Sunset Hills and Pekin?
Yeah.
The
finest course. Pekin. Pekin.
Well, we want to thank you, Drunkomaniacs, for joining us. We hope you're not too incapacitated after the drinking game.
Syncopacitated?
Drugs. And that means just kill your beer. It's the end of the show. We're wrapping up.
Fuck.
And we will see you in a week. But until then, may your music be loud, preferably Drugs Delaney, and may your beers be cold. We will see you next Sunday. Cheers, fuckers.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.